Let me start off by giving you an update on where we're going with the programs for the next several months. And that is, next month, Mike is going to do the session on roles, which is a logical follow-on for this, but that is the main program. And and then we have June, July, August, and September, where John Clark is coming in June to do the box charts presentation. And then in July, August, and September, in one some order, we're going to do the last three chapters of Perry Riegel's book. I've kind of given up on Bob Velke coming through in the near future, although at the session that we had, we talked to the guy from Holy Jeans, and he said that they are really getting fed up with all of the delays, and they're getting fed up with all the complaints of the TNG users, and they're thinking about going with what they have and say, well, we'll try to deal with the other issues later on.
Yeah, there's just a couple. It sounds like there's just a couple things that are giving them heartburn. And there were some nice new features that he really was, you know, jazzed about giving people, and they're just having trouble with a couple of those features.
Right.
And it sounds like they're trying to talk him into going forward with what they've got,
right,
and then add those features in one of the later reps.
Right. The guy named Phil, who is the...
Phil De Silva.
Yeah.
He's one of the... Yeah, he finally joined, but he's been a Holy Jeans tech person for a long time.
Yeah, and he said that there's a lot of discussion, and it's basically Bob Velke's insistence on having everything all together before they go out, as opposed to a lot of people who said, well, why don't you just go with what you have and fix up the rest of it later. So, I don't know. He thinks it's really coming to a head, and in the next 6 weeks or so, he was saying, that they will make a decision on going forward. So, anyway, that aside, for the summer, say July, August, and September, we will do the last three chapters on tag types. Jen, I think we've got recruited to do that one. We'll do
adding a custom tag type, but not in August. Not until August.
Yeah, and then we have custom sources, which John Clark has agreed to do in September, and we have the final chapter, which is on data sets and projects, which will probably be kind of a one-hour presentation, which Brian has agreed to do, and Mark has agreed. He has, if he's still here,
so he has.
He left.
Okay, it will do the draft registration records presentation that he's offering, and they'll do that together in tandem. Perhaps we'll move the. We might move the data sets and projects program, which is the last chapter. We might do that in June, just to make
things July.
I mean, to do it in July, just to make things sort of go more smoothly. And that one is not really part of any kind of evolution of the narrative in Perry Riegel's book. So anyway, that's what we have. Now we have October's coming up. So the question is, what do we do next? And I am I'm committed to being the program chair through the end of this year, at which point I look to someone else to take it over. But I would like to be able to sort of set some directions that make sense for our membership. And I know that those who are here are just part of the cohort of local resident members of this Roots Users group, but I'd like to get your feedback as to what you would be interested in. I'd like to know what you feel has been left out of the of the programs we've had during this series of Terry Regal, you know, how it's gone, you know, whether we should have had a little bit more more of the workshop, less of the workshop. We should have had more contending points of view about how to handle some of these things. Anything that you think we might have done a little bit better, and particularly what subject matter do you feel has been left out because we have been going through a kind of basic coverage of some of the major features of TMT. I found it very useful to go through RICO myself, and I've learned a lot, and obviously, as you can still tell, there's a lot that I don't know. But anyway, there are levels of expertise that I think we have in our group, which are not, we're not bringing them into the programs, and we're not challenging them through the programs to some degree. But what subject matter has been lacking, and do you feel that there are some areas where we could be concentrating in more depth? For example, reports is one. There's a lot to be said about reports. There's all kinds of different aspects of reports. There's Second Sight. Second Sight, we had an overview, a good overview presentation, but there's a lot of detail. If enough of us are really concerned about Second Sight, then it's worth maybe having, not necessarily every month, but let's say in the course of a year, having three or four programs on something like that. There's the whole issue of sourcing. Sourcing is very complicated, and there's much to be done. Accents and colors, we could do more on that. That would be just maybe one program. Timelines. The more I look into timelines, the more I think they might be interesting, but I'm scared of timelines because they kind of force you to do certain things that you may not want to do with your program. And of course, underlying all of this is the question of where do we get the people to make the presentation? We have, as a program chair, I'm inclined sometimes to say, who's got something they want to talk about, and we'll give you a platform to talk about it. And that's, of course, one way to go about it, and I like doing that, and often we get good ideas that way. But I'd also like to hear from the folks here as to what exactly you would like to have be the focus of these Saturday morning sessions for once a month. So that's all I said. Yes, ma'am.
I never fail to learn a bunch every time I come here. And as far as I'm concerned, you could repeat everything you've just done over the last year and I'd get more out of it. Now, that's probably for the other people here. That being said, I went to Prince George's Genealogical Society on last Wednesday, and there was a presentation on genealogy and your body and your health, and this had to do with genetics. Does anybody track cause of death? This is the doctor who gave that presentation. It was a very interesting presentation. According to people in the audience, TMG does allow you to track genetics. And I have never done it. I don't know anything about it. I just offer it as a topic that might be of interest to people, and there's someone who could talk about it. He does not use TMG. He knows about genealogy, but he doesn't use TMG. So if there's somebody who uses TMG who tracks that, does something with it, it might be a nice idea.
Okay. Does he talk about, like, DNA testing?
Yes. He hasn't really talked about DNA testing.
That would be one aspect that I'd be interested in, and I'm not sure how broad that is, but
I know a little bit about it, but the guy I had to do is Jim Logan, who's been doing DNA testing for years and has his own project like I do, the Logan family.
Did he
use TMG? He's a rug
member. Oh, yes.
Didn't he do one?
He did it
a long time ago.
Yeah.
A while ago.
And I'm sure he'd be willing to repeat it. The problem is he can't come up there to
the pool. Well, that kind of is a problem.
Well, we have to.
I see. Okay. So that's a specific topic that sounds interesting and has a practicality about it that I appreciate. What about sort of broader themes?
I like the way you started off with like a recap of everything we've gone through. Which areas are sticky points for people that, gee, I accepted it and I got some of it, but I really don't feel comfortable about it.
Right.
And the only way you're going to be able to do that is to have to take a poll about what areas that you didn't have. You don't want one person to say, I need this structure.
Two perennial problems are sourcing and census. How do you record the census? And Terry Riegel has quite a way of doing it, which he has on his website, he's got a lot of articles or whatever he's written about, and he has a specific way of doing it, but his way's a little different, but there are lots of different approaches to that.
Right, yeah.
And I think that, well, I mean, I'm not trying to speak for everybody else, but for me, those two are things that take me more time and energy than anything else, the more than I want to put into it, though I do want to record it. So,
well, John is doing customizing census
right.
courses in
exactly.
hopefully
customizing
July course. Or,
right. and say
or coming September.
First chapter in the thing, so that might be taken care of.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I take your point that it's taken care of in a way.
Those are two things that
yeah.
would be really needed.
I don't know why, not the lack of anything in here.
It's covered to a degree,
yeah.
but I've looked back on them, but for example, nobody has done anything but videos or audio, as I remember.
About how to add
that.
Yeah.
Audio and video?
Yeah.
Not video.
Yeah, video.
Oh, the little frowny faces? The little frowny faces
yeah.
to tell you you've watched them, yes?
You probably know this, and this may not be what you're interested in, but a long time ago, we used to spend the first hour on a very basic thing.
Right.
And then the second part of the program was a discussion of something usually of a more advanced nature or something that was sort of off to the periphery, like colors, and not everybody was worried about colors or accents.
Right.
Something that you don't have to do in order to use the program, like you might want to. So there's that approach to trying to figure out.
Right.
And if you did that, going back through some of the basic things in here, for 1 hour at a time,
yeah.
might still be useful.
Right. I'm glad you mentioned that, because what we've been doing with the Riegel chapters, like I did today,
mm-hmm.
is quite different from what was done heretofore. When there was one, mm-hmm. well, sometimes there was, the whole morning was on this, but by and large, we were spending the whole morning on a particular chapter. And I would think that after we get out of Riegel, we should get away from that, unless we have something where, unless people say, oh, I really want to do sourcing, or I really like having workshops along with a presentation, or whatever, but I don't know. I think going back to that kind of thing,
but
it might be happy.
Program, and
yeah,
then,
basic and then an advanced
something else would appeal to a wider group of people.
Yeah, right, okay.
Not just beginners, though.
All right.
And also, by doing that, you get some people who might be willing to do a beginner program, but they're not willing to do an advanced program.
Right.
As far as presenters go.
Uh-huh.
And also, it's only an hour, you don't have to do it for 3 hours,
yeah.
which is a long time.
Yes.
Jen mentioned meetings ago about having working with TNT in multiple classes.
Yeah.
This is part of that test house.
Yeah.
Copies to the test house. We take it under the laptop.
Right.
And sometimes we're going to put in the PDAs.
Right. Okay, yeah, that's one of the ones that we have on our website that we promise people at some point, and that's one that I hope that we can do for sure, and I hope that, you know, I think Jan would be the person to get into her schedule somewhere, I think that individual subjects like that, you can sort of pick them up here and there. But I wonder if there's any more of a sense of this group than of areas of particular focus.
Okay. I think you're better off with an eclectic approach myself. I mean, I take a little of this one month and a little of that another month, rather than trying to, but that's just me.
Yeah, I think I have a desire to learn more about Second Sight. Personally, and I would like if in the course of a year there were three or four programs on Second Sight, I could learn more than if it was just kind of, we did Second Sight, you know, 18 months ago, so we're okay, we don't need to do any more of that. So there is to some degree, I would feel comfortable focusing maybe on some area like maybe census or sourcing or something like that as a topic, but if we can do both, I mean the eclectic approach will work if people have come up with the ideas and if we find presenters. Now we are really struggling on the presenter side because when I have to go in and do a job, it's okay, I learned a lot of things and so on, but the expert members of our group are really being put under a lot of, you know, there's a great demand on their time. Clive and Jan and John Clark and Mike in particular have been doing wonderful work for us, and we're really lucky to have them, but it would really be good to open up that that group and have more people. Yes.
To that point, I'm wondering, maybe it would be real well to designate a certain portion of each session to open discussion, in other words, to learn from one another, in terms of maybe new sites that you've explored or you come across, or something new on Ancestry, or something new on Family Search, or something. You know what I mean? It's not specific to this, but we're all into genealogy, so maybe a discussion or more time for that.
Okay, you're raising, we have, over the last several years, you know, sort of said, this half an hour, anybody have anything you want to raise, that's one thing, but maybe something a little bit more guided, and then you raise a bigger issue, which is the question of, to what extent is Bob over here smiling?
Have you heard it before?
No, I've got a suggestion. If you want to bring up something like that, maybe the thing to do is set aside a time, like the last half hour, bring up something like that. We have internet access, and then walk through taking the new source, putting it into making a source in TMG, and putting it on tag. You know, it's a way to tie it into TMG.
If we take the bird,
I mean, and it doesn't take that. I mean, it would, if you're only saying, "Hey, this was great. This, you know, the Civil War database is available for the next whatever
5 days.
This is how to do a filter to find your guys who are going to be in that database." And
once you said that, that's the easy thing.
No, but that's the idea of doing it.
Yeah, that takes like preparation and stuff.
Well, then we could talk through it here.
I have to do a PowerPoint.
No, you don't have a PowerPoint. I have to do a PowerPoint.
Yeah, neither do I.
You could walk through doing it.
She needs to actually do it from the internet
and do it here. This is just create your source. Everybody can give their 2 cents on how to create the source. Create the source. Create the tag.
Yeah. I think there's some in the group who've been working on programs for a long time who want everything to be connected to TMG somehow. And so, but I think that there's a lot of ways to do both of them. To do, which is to say, hey, they've got this at the ancestry or so on, and it's really interesting, and I'm not quite sure how I would put it into TMG, but this is something we ought to be thinking about, and maybe somebody here could respond and either do a program on it or comment right now to what I have learned. And you know, Connie's got her thing on the PDA. I'd love to have everybody look at what she does with that and how that is not necessarily a big, small presentation, but it's a way of kind of getting a conversation going.
Show everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's. I think that there's a lot of potential for all of us who are working on genealogy to take these things that we look at that don't connect directly to TMG necessarily, but to make that connection, and maybe we can make it, and maybe somebody else can make it for us.
You were wanting to discuss what to do with the whole
Why are we doing this? What's the reason? Are we trying to do just for an intellectual gain of the past time to keep research like a detective story? Are we really trying to publish something? I mean, there must be different reasons. And I'm going to ask one of my questions. I said, what do we do with this information? And I'm facing this. My wife had a birthday last month. My wife said, Bob, what's going to happen? Who's going to take a hold of these records? I don't have a good answer. I'd like to have some discussion with what other people are doing, or what might be some sources, or what to do with all this information. I'm just accumulating data from 1970. I've got three file cabinets full of information. And it is overwhelming, so I have my wife to be loved with it, what to do with it. There's a whole
Yeah. When I took over this job, Bob, I had this feeling that I wanted to hear from other members of our group. Why do they do this stuff? And what are they? What's their end product, or what's their end purpose? And was looking for sort of confessionals or statements of intent or whatever, something inspiring, whatever. And I didn't get much response from the group. I would like to know why every single person here has this, and I would like to share my own effort to articulate why I do it.
Well, yes. Whatever it started off as, it's now an addiction that you've marketed. It's more.
I was saying, have a half hour or something where each of us would step forward and say, here's something I've learned from me that applies, and here's how I intend to use it.
Or I wish I knew how I could use it.
That's right. I think so too. I like this conversation because it's one of the rare times we've had to actually talk to each other about some of the things that are important to us in terms of where we're going and why we're here.
Yeah.
Caring more about
the dead than the living.
Yeah.
Give me any
job.
about
it? I'm going to say something from a year ago. My biggest problem over the years has always been social.
Right.
Of course, the social. I'm now not digging up much new information, but I'm studying in the corner of it, and I'm going back, trying to document, clean up sources, read things. The whole matter of sourcing, particularly producing footnotes of intel that are important for standards. And I've been a member of the National Geological Society, I guess, 20 years. You know, I try to use basic understandings. And the TMG's footnotes and intels don't come out. I had my mind with my whole thing because of that. Almost all the information to make it to come out in the way that it's.
Information, you know, whether you have a publisher or not, or whether you know, you know, this different thing, and just, this is my source, and this is what I know about it, and go on, and then if you really have to construct footnotes, the stuff is there, but you haven't got to figure out right this minute whether you did it right or wrong, and what little, you know, you've got to put a semicolon or a colon or whatever in there. And I spend more time and energy on that, and it's no fun.
Yeah,
and it's not fun at all anymore. So I want to put it in. I want to just put in everything I know about the source and let it go. And sometime later, if it's important to me, I can use that material to construct a proper footnote.
Okay.
And I don't really understand it, so I'm not doing it. You know, I put a couple things in, put my repositories in, but when it comes down to detailed sourcing, I guess I'm a lumper. You know, to me, the 1850 census is the 1850 census, period. Whether it comes from Heritage Quest or Ancestry, those places may not be around, you know, 10, 20 years from now.
Exactly.
So I just, you know, have frustration, I just don't do it.
The problem is that what I assume we're really trying to do is fix it so somebody else could look at your information and say, this is where that person found it. And whether it, you know, is in French or Togolese, it shouldn't matter if they can figure out where you got it. And
well, it helps them figure out if they can trust your research.
Exactly.
If you don't have any sources, no, it's hard for anybody to make any conclusions about what you've done.
Exactly. No, I think it has to be. But if you put in enough information or enough information is available that person can confirm, anybody, that that's your source.
It's a well in a courthouse. You know, when I'm in a courthouse. And even where I got the original will, that's all the transfers to Maryland State Archives. So my original source is no longer valid.
Yeah.
You know.
The idea is to be able to pick out what's
more so, any other thoughts about programming? Topics?
Bringing somebody in, they talked about it, what's new in Ancestry?
There's a vice president of Ancestry who is at Fairfax, New York.
Sabrina.
Sabrina.
I don't know.
she's a very kind of senior person, yeah.
She's close. Because it's not advertised
in the newsletter. Well, yeah, but we don't want to compete with the Fairfax Genealogical Society.
Yeah.
And that's where it's kind of a rub. But speaking of the Fairfax Genealogical Society, Jennifer Dondero, who is the one of the leading people in the Fairfax Genealogical Society, told me that she would be happy to make a presentation here.
She did one.
Choice to Us. She's already done one, which was more blogging. And she was very good. That she said she would do one tailored to TMG, which she wants to do more on. So she is a. She doesn't know. She just said she would be happy.
I said,
why don't you come and do a whole series on Second Sight? She said, no, not Second Sight. So that was, I jumped into that. A little too fast, I guess. But anyway. But she did, anyway. She's a terrific presenter. And we could, I don't know, a number of these things, I think, might appeal to her. So she's a new resource who would be very good. Yes, Tom?
Second Sight is something I have reviewed.
We've had presentations.
That's true.
Okay. Good.
And there's so many, for example, in TMG Utility, there are so many different things that you can do. You can't do them all in one. So.
One of those things is just an overview of what TMG Utility does, and then if you don't need them, I need the correct place to select that. That's those things, exactly. And if you don't buy or get TMG Utility for anything else,
right. Okay. So that's a good idea.
Let's count on all your records, and you won't have to count on anything. You should go through every record, every place where you have to stay.
And Utility is set up so you don't have to do that.
I'm not that far advanced as some of the others.
I'll answer this for myself. I've got all this stuff, like Bob does. And people keep telling me, you're getting old, Paul, what's going to happen with all this stuff when you're gone? You don't expect us to take care of it, do you? So I'm desperate. I have to get this onto a website, because it's the albums and the notes and all that is not going to cut it. It's got to be on a website where nobody
or a CD that you can hand to them.
Nobody can mess with it. So I've got to get to a website, and that's why I like Second Sight, because TMG is TMG, but Second Sight is the way to get to a website. And that's got to be my goal. And I'm sorry that, it doesn't all happen automatically and I have to learn about Second Sight in order to do this, but that's the way it goes.
Yeah, it's like fishing, right?
You're fishing. Your comment about not being able to do everything within TMG, like having to use TMG Utility. If you had Family Tree Maker, you couldn't, you'd have to go into every single place and change it. You don't even have the option. The only reason you have the option in TMG is because of the way TMG is set up as a database. Okay, it's set up with all sorts of database files which allow programs like TMG Utility and Second Sight to go in and pull the information because you put it into fields. That's one of the ways that makes it different from some of the other programs. Well, the field says what it is.
I mean, the reason why TMG Utility is important is that it will do things that he would not let the program do because it might get corrupted and whatever. So this allows things that he actually thinks it would be fine for it to do, but he doesn't want that particular process to be in his software because it could be disastrous.
If you do it wrong, you can...
But that's the reason why when you use the utilities, it always says, save everything before you push this button. And if you don't like what you get, you can go back right where you were. You haven't lost anything. But that's why there is a utility and why Bob Duffy approves it.
Okay. That TMG utility was really helpful as far as like locating exhibits changing the path to the exhibits, because you can do it all universally and it'll go in there and find all the broken paths and then correct those for you so that you can link them all automatically without having to go back in there and individually link all the graphics paths. But it is really intimidating, to use it because it's just a real scary program to create. It's just going to mess up your entire database if you hit the wrong button. And that's why, having the discussion and the training on it is I think really helpful. The first time I used it, I didn't know anything about the program, and I sat there and did it. It was a real scary experience. And luckily, everything went fine, but I think that it is real helpful to have a discussion on it.
All right, okay.
So you tell us.
The first time I ever backed up anything on a thumb drive was with TMG, and I had to print out the instructions. And it took me a while to try to figure out what button to push. To successfully copy onto a thumb drive. And it is intimidating. Every time you do it, I lost connectivity with AOL on my laptop and it was like unintelligible of the problem.
Yeah.
But it is intimidating for some of us who are not computerly to do stuff. And a part of it is I don't spend time on it, and doing data input, and running reports, and stuff like that. Some of it is just
non-useful.
So a backup program.
Do you suggest we need to have programs that deal with some of this?
Have
programs.
Backup.
Or discuss
presentations.
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 Small sessions.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's look at maybe having a smaller session, kind of a discussion towards it. Because the end of after we get through this in the fall, maybe try to leave some time at the end to get into some specific areas. And those of you who have spoken up, help me to come up with maybe things we could talk about. Because I think it would be good to sort of come in and focus on a few ideas rather than a little bit of not just sort of reporting, but taking an idea and seeing how we can apply it and learn from it. Thank you. Yeah.
I'd be very curious to how people use timelines and why. And I just like to have some time a little discussion where people would mention how they do use them.
Yeah, me too.
Curious. Does anybody use timeline?
I have.
Does anybody
use that? And it helped me realize how some of my finances stayed in Sweden when they did. Because there was a Swedish timeline. And there are timelines. You can download it in TMG.
Yeah.
Just all over the place.
Right. Yeah.
But as far as having them displayed on the screen,
right. Okay.
I made that presentation twice in the last 4 times, 2 years.
Okay.
I missed half the presentation, so I missed
them. I see. Okay. I think
you have to have a reason for using timelines. Some people like to know, during that time period when my ancestor emigrated, so-and-so was president, and such a war was going on in Northern Illinois, and
Put him in context.
Okay, well, thank you. Thank you very much. See you next month.